Dr. Pinsky dictating a male I am in, John Foster, F-O-S-T-E-R. As you know, I previously evaluated Mr. Foster as described in my report of 10-30-20. Pretty's now 58-year-old male who again reports he was injured at work on 12-27-19. But at that time he was operating a bicycle from which he fell after hitting an oil spill at the Oyster Point Hotel. Period, as a result, he believes he injured his ribs, foot, and back, and went to the emergency room afterwards. Period, he had further evaluation, but remains unaware of his final diagnosis. Period, he did not undergo any surgery and is no longer receiving any active treatment. Period, he does indicate that since evaluated here, he received some physical therapy. Period. New paragraph, I was already in receipt of most of the records you have provided, period, amongst those that are new. He had right rib x-rays done on 9/24/20 that were within normal limits, period, on 2/22/21. He was seen by Dr. Nassar, N-A-S-A-R, period. He diagnosed multiple right-sided rib fractures from 3 through 10, comma, thoracic strain, comma, right-sided inguinal hernia, comma, and right foot contusion. Pretty offered levels of permanency to these areas. Period. New paragraph, you have referenced that he was returned to Dr. Yelman Chile the first time around, so he went back to him and found no causally related need for treatment and allowed full duty work. Period. And underline this, I think that's contained in my prior report from 2/27/20 through 6/18/20. Period. Physical exam. General appearance. He states his mother is in hospice care and he spends time visiting with her. Period. Heart normal. Lungs and ribs normal. Extremities upper. There were old healed scars on the right wrist and arm as well as the left arm, but no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Extremities lower. There were past planus deformities bilaterally. Period. Minimum muscle testing was 4/5. He resisted right extensor hallucis longus and plantar flexor strength in a ratchet-like fashion, but was otherwise 5/5. Cervical normal, thoracic. He was tender at the left interscapular muscles, comma, paravertebral muscles, and scapula in the absence of spasm, but there was none on the right or in the midline. Lumbosacral, he ambulated with antalgia on the right without use of an assistive device. He was able to stand on his heels and toes. Period, then normal through active extension was minimally limited to 20 degrees, but motion was otherwise full in all spheres without discomfort. Supine straight leg raise maneuver on the left at 80 degrees elicited only low back tenderness without radicular complaints. Period, the rest of that section is normal. Impressions on 12/27/19, John Foster was injured at work, as marked in my prior report. Period, since evaluated here, he was seen by Dr. Nassar, who offered estimates of permanency. Period. He had repeat x-rays of the right ribs on 9/24/20 that were negative for fractures. Period. He also was seen by Dr. Yelman Chile, who opined no further causally related treatment was indicated. Period. Mr. Foster denies any interim injuries or substantive treatment since seen here. Period. New paragraph, as per your cover letter, he was originally admitted to the hospital on 12/27/19, but then was released against medical advice on 12/29/19 and returned on 12/30/19. He was diagnosed with right rib fractures of the 3rd through 6th rib and 8th rib as well as HIV, comma, hypertension, comma, and stage 3 chronic kidney disease. Period. New paragraph, the current examination of Mr. Foster was unrevealing. Period. There's not demonstrable objective medical evidence consists with objective worsening to a material degree compared to his prior exam. Period. New paragraph, my assessments of permanency will be inserted as marked. And that is the end.